Our next public hearing is conditional use number 1871, Candleberry Creek.
This is an application to consider the conditional use of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district for expansion of conditional use number 1265 and referencing ordinance number 1284, which was approved for antiques in a craft shop with wildlife and folk art by adding the sale of swing sets, sheds, outdoor furniture, fencing, and various garden and yard accessories to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Cedar Creek 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 2.05 acres, more or less, lying west of Route 1, 3,540 feet north of Road 198, also referred to as Truett Road. Bear with me a second here. We have a few comments. Dell.com comments were not required since this application is already existing and it's an expansion of the use of the products for sale. First comment being from the Sussex County Engineering Department, excuse me. I received on, I pulled the wrong file, hold on a second. I have the old file here too. Grabbed the wrong one. Bear with me a sec. I got two Candleberry Creeks. From the County Engineering Department and received on November 9th of 2010. This is a memorandum and it references the use, the applicant, the location. The site is located in the North Coastal Planning Area. Use of an on-site septic system is proposed. Conformity to the North Coastal Planning Study or undertaking amendment will be required. The proposed project is not in an area where the county currently plans to provide sewer service. Therefore, a concept plan is not required. And that's signed by John Ashman, Director of Utility Planning. From the Sussex Conservation District, in the form of a memorandum dated October 26th of 2010, we are advised that there are two soil types on this property, that the applicant would be required to follow recommended erosion and sediment control practices during construction and to maintain vegetation upon completion of any construction, that there are no storm flood hazard areas or tax ditches affected, that off-site drainage improvements will not be required. It is not likely that on-site drainage improvements will be required. And again, this memorandum has included an aerial photograph, an aerial soils map, a map legend, a soil report, and a reference to prime and other agricultural lands. For the benefit of the commission, I will pass down copies of the survey of the property with a sketch showing the location of the proposed sheds and swing sets. And I also would pass down copies of a letter received in opposition, which I'll pass down for the purpose of your review. It's a four-page letter, so I won't bore the audience with a reading. And here's a copy for the applicant. Sir, here's a copy for you. And for the benefit of the council, or the commission, excuse me, I'll pass down the aerial photographs that are referenced in that letter. This application was reviewed previously on March 25th of 2010 by the Planning and Zoning Commission for the same purpose. The commission at that time did make a recommendation of approval with certain conditions. The applicant did not appear at the county council level, so therefore the application was denied for lack of a record of support, and the applicant was given the privilege of reapplying as soon as possible for the process to start over since he just missed the public hearing. That's just a little history. And I do have copies of the original finding the fact of the council for the original application. And that's all I have, unless you have questions.
All right, sir, we thank you. All right, sir, you would introduce yourself for the record.
Michael Rue, owner of Candleberry Creek.
Okay, Mr. Rue, you've heard what our director has put into the record on your behalf. Do you have anything you would like to add?
Not particularly, considering this is kind of round two, though, with a second fee that we paid, maybe I could get an upgrade on the permissible number of buildings. I can't remember the exact number, but that stood out in my mind as a stipulation when we got the results from your approval. I was hoping maybe to get an extra five or six buildings, give us some breathing room in the fluctuation of buildings that come in and out. So we're not so restricted there. I don't think it would be a significant impact.
Okay, well, as you might guess, the payment of fees really has no relation to your application, the contents of what you're asking for.
True, sir. Just kidding.
Appreciate your trying.
In reference to that, Mr. Chairman, the condition of approval recommended by the commission back in April was that there be no more than 30 swing sets and or sheds displayed on the site at any one time. Okay. With other stipulations that related.
Okay. Well, let's see if anyone on the commission has any questions for you. We'll start with Mr. Burton.
Okay. I just kind of need my memory refreshing here. What was the original approval granted for this site? Was it everything but the swings? Was it the antique craft shop, wildlife, folk art, but not swings?
It was basically, I think, limited to interior gifts and such, home decor items, no outdoor type sales.
The original application was for antiques and craft shop and a wildlife and folk art, which was basically indoors.
So your request is to keep with that and then to add swing set, sheds, outdoor furniture, fencing, and various gardening.
Correct.
If I can add to that, just for the commission's benefit, the original conditions of approval that were approved by council back in January of 99, there'd be no outside storage or display areas permitted. They had a limitation on one non-illuminated sign not exceeding 32 square feet per side or facing may be permitted. The existing barn and sheds may be utilized for storage. The site plan shall be subject to review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission upon receipt of all agency approvals and permits.
When I see the swing sets and outdoor furnishing that are along that corn, is that on this property line or is that further down? I think it's picture number two.
Well, the family owns the entire farm there.
But are you expanding past this property line, I guess, is my...
The conditional use property line? Yes, sir. We don't really have a choice. There's not enough room really to put sheds within that 300. It's not far, I wouldn't say. I mean, maybe 50 feet this way, 50 feet that way, but maybe that is significant. I don't know. But we had to get beyond the original 300.
Okay, but you're asking now to change the condition but to stay inside of what we have on this map?
On that 2.05 acres?
On the 2.05 acres.
Right, I would be asking, right, to push the limits, I guess you could say.
It's not a part of the application. Yeah. Can't give it consideration.
Okay. You are currently using the way down the road, I guess, to me.
I wouldn't say way down, sir, but we've expanded beyond that 300. It's all within, I'd say, 450 feet. So it's not a huge stretch there.
But was there an entrance approval given to this thing by Della?
Oh, yes.
He'd have to answer that question.
Yes, sir. I fought long and hard for that back in the day.
You have an entrance approval?
10 years ago, yes, sir.
get on this. And where is parking?
We have some on the north side. There's a lane. There's kind of a two entrances, the north side, which is predominantly the parking, but then there's the barnyard side on the south side of the farmhouse, which folks are free to use that as well. And now that we have the swing or the sheds on that south side, it's kind of convenient for shed customers.
Right. So there's no, essentially no designated parking, just kind of pull in there.
Correct. It's kind of wide open, so.
What do you anticipate your hours of operation to be?
We're 10 to 5 every day except Sunday and Monday, pretty much. Mondays come and go. And sometimes, depending on the season and the weather, we'll open up for 3 or 4 hours on a Sunday. So I guess it would be safe to say 10 to 5 every day just to keep us within.
And signage? Are you requesting a sign at this time?
We have the original sign out front.
And that would stay?
Yes, sir.
Is that an approved sign?
I don't know if it had a permit or not, but going back through the records, because it's been, this business is approved back in, what did I say?
99?
99, yeah.
Okay. No further questions at this time, but I would like to read this letter.
Okay.
Sure.
Mr. Burton, do you want the photos that go with it? I think they correspond with it. They were the same ones, I think, that were handed down by Mr. Lank.
Right.
Yeah, I already had one set of photos.
Oh, okay.
Mr. Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. So, for clarification, Mr. Rue, this is your second trip before us?
Yes, sir.
And the reason it's your second trip is because you didn't show up for county council?
Correct. I did not understand the protocol there. We thought we would be getting a official letter from planning and zoning to let us know what the next step would be, but unbeknownst to us at the time, it was all, the schedule had been laid out in the original letter, I think, which was approximately 2 months before we actually appeared before your commission. So we had kind of overlooked that, I guess you could say.
And Mr. Lank, the commission had previously granted a approval of his request with stipulations.
The commission on March 25th of 2010 held a public hearing on this expansion, same expansion proposed, and deferred action, and on April 8th of 2010 granted recommended approval to the council with stipulations.
Okay.
In which I have those also here.
And the application is the same as before us today?
Same. Yes, sir.
And there's not a problem in this application, Mr. Lank. This is, he's citing the whole 2.05 acres?
The only property being considered can be the 2.05 acres. That's the way it was advertised, and that's the survey. That's what it shows. It doesn't show any further expansion on the adjoining property owned by the same party.
Okay. And no further questions, Mr. Chairman.
All right, sir.
Schmidt.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Rue, in the letter that I read, it mentions Mr. Graham's recollection was that on the week of September 5th that you were setting up a new display that had some night lighting. I think you mentioned a swing set and some fencing or a shed.
Right. We have a new fencing display that does have a spotlight on it.
And in your application, it indicates you'd like to expand the conditional use by being able to sell the fencing. How do you display that, and how many different types of fencing do you anticipate that you offer? I mean, do you have a 10-foot sample section? Or
I guess you could say there's about 6 or 7 skiffs, they call it, with staggered samples and graduated height. Showing aluminum fencing as well as vinyl fencing. There is a shed there that's kind of centered between the display skids. It's, I think, an 8x16 shed that has other information about the fencing inside, brochures and such.
Are you planning any functional fencing for your site plan?
Not at this time. It certainly would be considered eventually, but
That's all the questions, Mr. Chairman, from me.
All right, sir, Mr. Lang. No questions.
Mr. Abbott.
Yeah, he stepped out.
Oh, sorry. Guess he doesn't have any questions. How about you, Counselor?
I don't have any questions, but I'm going to express some concerns I have about this. You don't have approval for the sheds, outdoor furniture, fencing, or garden and yard accessories. That's what's the subject of this application. But we heard you say that you needed more room. Well, everybody needs something, but unless you have a permit for it, doesn't mean you can do it. I'm concerned that you went ahead and expanded on what you already had, you know, and you did have some sheds and things, and I know that the county has a policy about, you know, letting the sort of status quo remain as long as there's an application in place, but you were still expanding beyond that with fences and now lighting and more sheds, and you said you need more space. That's a real concern to me. It shouldn't affect the commission's decision on this, but I got to tell you, I don't like how this has gone so far. And if it does get approved by the commission, keep in mind that there's going to be conditions that are put on it. It's going to be limited to the area that the commission and, well, ultimately council approves. And we don't want to have to come out and violate you if you expand on that. You know, it's not been the greatest track record up to this point. If it gets approval, make sure you stay in line with what you're approved for.
Understood.
That's all I have. Thanks.
All right, sir. And I would further state for everyone who's here with an interest in this is that the fact that it's been that there was a previous recommendation really doesn't have any effect. This is a new application. As far as we're concerned, there is information from the other one that might be germane to this case, but this will be decided on the merits of what is presented today and the situation as it exists today. So it's not a case where because it was recommended one way before that it necessarily has to be recommended that way again. So with that being said, we thank you, sir. We ask you to take a seat nearby, and we'll see if there's anyone here with an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 1871 Candleberry Creek? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to conditional use number 1871? Okay, anyone on the commission have any questions? There being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us for the rest of the day to see if we make a decision or you may wish to call the office in the morning. Thank you.